Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti, and appreciate you guys waking up and joining us this Sunday morning as we bring you one of the more popular and talented wide receivers available in this 2023 draft class. He hails from Pitt. He's from Canada, and he made a breakout season in 2022, over 1,000 yards receiving. He was invited to the Hula Bowl, and I have a quote from Pat Narduzzi after one of their games in November. Pat told me he's our go-to guy, our deep ball guy. He's a playmaker, and it is the playmaker, Jared Wayne. Jared, good morning. How's today treating you, my friend?
Good morning, Bo. You know, it's an awesome day. I appreciate you having me on. I'm excited for the opportunity.
Well, we're excited to get you on. And this year, I don't know if you could have planned a script any better for you to kind of really showcase everything that you bring to the table, especially with draft eligibility and you in the position that you're in now. What did you do personally, Jared, that last summer where you really put what are the things that helped you put that season together where you really broke out of your shell and became a focal point of that Pitt Panthers offense?
Yeah, for sure. I think it was really just finding a routine, you know, throughout the whole year, in the off season, especially, you know, keeping my body healthy, and ready to play was huge. You know, just staying on the field, that's your best ability is availability, right? So, that was huge for me. And then really just honing in on, you know, like things like doing, tennis ball drills, working on hand-eye coordination, getting my footwork right, release drills, working at the top of the route. And these are things that, you know, I'm continuing to work on. I feel like I haven't really scratched the surface yet with my abilities. So I'm looking forward to what the future holds.
I'm excited for you as well. I'm curious now, we all know you're Canadian born. What's it like recruiting process, I should say, is in terms of, colleges reaching out and you getting their information? Could you kind of share in detail with it? Because, you know, we get very few players in your, you know, I guess, experience in that.
Yeah, for sure. The recruitment process I had was quite different. I'll take you way back. I originally thought I was going to be a hockey player growing up. So, football, I kind of started taking it seriously in high school, and that's really when I had to go start, you know, going down to camps and whatnot. College coaches aren't really going to come up to Canada to see you play or anything like that, so you have to go to them more than anything. So was consistently on the road, you know, in the summer, going down to schools, going into camps. I really just had to put myself out there rather than, you know, coaches knowing who I am already and whatnot. So, that was huge for me. And then my last year of high school, I was down in Clearwater, Florida, at a school called Clearwater Academy International. And that was a great experience, really like a taste of college before it actually happened. That was my first year playing receiver as well. I played quarterback when I went to high school in Canada. So definitely a different recruitment process, just having to, go seek rather than having, you know, schools and coaches know who I am and kind of in my own backyard. So, I kind of had to go the extra mile, but I'm very thankful for it.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Jared Wade here on the C2P. If you folks ever miss any of these shows in their entirety, you know they're free and available. iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can download and listen to this featured guest, Jared Wayne from Pitt. I'm glad you brought that up. I don't want to get ahead of myself in terms of what we might discuss, but that quarterback background, that must have been a little bit of a part while at Pitt you did throw some passes. I think you threw 4 career passes for like 36 yards and a touchdown. So was that something that you joked around with Narduzzi and staff saying, listen, man, you got to let me have some throws?
Yeah, definitely. you know, I think I can't remember the first time Coach Whipple saw me throw. I think I might have just been, you know, playing around with Kenny or something like that. You know, one of the summer days that we were just out throwing. But yeah, he saw me throw and was like, "All right, yeah, we can use this kid in a couple ways." So, you know, thankfully he started to get it done. And yeah, definitely cool to have that experience throwing and throwing a touchdown in college.
Awesome stuff. And you were also invited to the Hula Bowl. And as you know, it's for any draft prospect, any all-star game invite. It's such a priceless commodity. Could you share with our audience what it was like as these teams know you as a player, and now they get to know Jared Wayne as the man. And I can speak from the coaches that I have spoken to at Pitt. I've never heard coaches rave about the personality and characteristics of a man than you, Jared. And I say that. Listen, you could go through all my other podcasts because, one, I don't talk to a lot of coaching staff, so I wouldn't know. But, I mean, folks out there, listen, this kid, he is a coach's dream. He's the type of guy that you want your daughter to marry. I mean, he dots the I's, he crosses the T's. I mean, he is just a fabulous young man. But with that said, what was that experience like for you visiting with these teams during the Hula Bowl?
It was awesome. You know, this is right now, you know, this process, I'm really living my dream right now. So, you know, things were really fast paced. It was kind of from sunrise to sundown. You know, you're on your feet, you're meeting with teams, you're practicing. So there was really no rest, but it was awesome. You know, just getting to meet with those scouts and, hearing what they have to say about my game and, you know, just having, you know, simple conversations about who I am as a person and really getting to showcase that, you know, it's something that I take pride in, you know, being consistent and very detailed in everything I do in life, just attacking it with everything I have. So, you know, just being able to get in front of them and show them who I am and, you know, hopefully getting to play for you know, wherever team's lucky enough to get me.
Definitely. And for those teams that are very interested in you, what do you think they're going to love about you, Jared? I like to say that these are your home run hallmark abilities that if they're watching your tape, these are going to be the things that pop off the film.
Yeah. As a player, I mean, like Coach Narduzzi said, I'm a playmaker. I'm versatile. I can play inside. I can play outside. You know, I'm going to go up and get the ball. I have a bigger frame. Contested catches, yards after the catch ability for a bigger guy as well. And my route running is pretty solid too. But, you know, there's a lot of things about my game that I can also work on and that, you know, I'm really focusing on, you know, throughout this process. And, yeah, I'm only scratching the surface, so.
I love it. What could go unnoticed? I know teams probably – pretty much know everything about you, maybe more than you know about yourself. They do so much research. But if there's anything to add, I know NFL personnel do listen into the show. You could have been a team captain, weight room warrior, film junkie. Maybe the system you ran at Pitt didn't allow you to do certain things. Anything to add to help you fall in their good graces?
You know, I think it is, you know, kind of a mix of all those things. You know, the things that don't show up on Saturdays or Sundays now, you know, just how much work is put in behind the scenes, you know, catching balls on the jugs, being in the training room, taking care of my body, just really being a professional in how I operate. You know, I'm the same dude, you know, every day that I step in the facility. And I like I said, I really take pride in being consistent and dependable. So, yeah, that's it.
Fair enough. Now, this is a cliche question. It might allow our listeners to understand who you are in terms of somebody at the next level. Do you get comparisons to anybody that plays in the National Football League?
I have heard a couple. What I like to do is just take bits and pieces from you know, a lot of guys in the league. You know, it's the league's littered with talent at a wide receiver now, and you know, it'd be a shame not to take bits and pieces from a bunch of people's games. You know, don't try and model after one person, but you know, like Devontae Adams at the line, that's that's someone that I try and watch and, you know, steal some things that he does. He's really special there. You know, and even for a bigger guy, looking at, you know, some guys like Stephon Diggs and how he runs his routes and just, you know, patience and setting guys up. You know, there's a bunch of people, Jamar Chase. These are all guys that I like and, you know, that are excelling. So just trying to take bits and pieces from their game, you know, is something that I do.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Jared Wayne here on the C2P Talk Some Draft as this young man makes his path towards that next level. Jared, we are almost out of time this morning, but we always like to end the program. We call it three and out. There are a few lighthearted, off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those? All right. Now, you mentioned early in the program, growing up in Canada, that you thought you were going to be a hockey player. So I guess 10 years old, Jared Wayne, who was your favorite hockey player? Who did you imagine you were going to be on the ice?
So I grew up an Ottawa Senators fan. Daniel Alfredson was one of my favorites. Like Sidney Crosby. I looked up to Jerome McKinley. You know, there's so many guys that I enjoy watching, and I still watch hockey today. So, you know, like Connor McDavid. It's really special, but yeah, hockey will always have a special heart.
Awesome. And you mentioned, I think prior to us going live, that you down at House of Athlete in Tampa, Florida. Brandon Marshall, the ex-receiver, that's his facility. When you go to your next workout, we're going to do a little Freak A Friday type thing where you switch roles. You get to be the guy who works everybody out. Who are you going to pick that works you out, and what hell are you going to put them through?
Probably my dad. You know, he's always, you know, he kind of set out the blueprint for me. He's always, you know, been tough on me and wanted the best for me, and really. So some of those workouts that he put me through, I'd love to get him back on that.
Awesome. And then the final one, as we approach the 2023 draft, that day, that weekend, if you will, who's the best cook in your family, Jared, and what would you like that person to have specifically made to celebrate your journey into the National Football League?
Yeah, I have to go with my mom, and I'm going to go with pasta. I've always been a pasta guy, so you know, whether spaghetti or chicken Alfredo or anything like that, that's definitely what I'm choosing.
Awesome, man. Well, your mother's now on the clock for a fantastic Italian dinner, and you, my friend, are on the clock for the 2023 draft. Jared, you've been a pleasure to have on. We always like to tell our guests, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we can't wait to see you do your thing at the next level.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Bo. I appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Jared Wayne, the standout Pitt Panthers receiver, over 1,000 yards receiving last year, all ACC second team breakout season. And again, I cannot tell you how valuable he is as an individual asset to a football team, along with all the athletic individual abilities that he brings to the table. He is really, really one of the prospects you got to keep a deep eye on as we build through this thing. As always, we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.